The Mitchell County school system will be instituting a random drug testing policy for grades 7 through 12 in the 2009-2010 school year. The testing is not for the entire student body, but only for those who willingly volunteer to join a club, ball team, band, etc. Rick Sperling, an assistant superintendent with Mitchell Schools, explains.
Everybody needs to understand that this purpose is to help students and not to be punitive in nature. As student safety is our top priority with the Mitchell County Schools, we feel this policy is very proactive in dealing with the harmful effects of drug and alcohol substance abuse. It's from the belief and concerns for our students' well-being that a random testing policy will be initiated during the 2009-2010 school year. Tested students for this policy and procedure will be students who elect to participate in volunteer school activities that everyone considers a privilege rather than a right. And this is grades 7 through 12, student organizations, band, drama, athletics, any activity that students participate in that represents our schools. Substance abuse issues are often projected as a Mitchell County Schools problem. My belief is the source of the drug problem of our youth is not found in our schools, but it's a community problem that many times impacts our schools. You will see our new policy posted on the Mitchell County School website and will also be presented to parents during early year orientation sessions, principals, and athletic directors. And please do not hesitate to contact the Mitchell County Schools if you have further questions.
Rick Sperling is an assistant superintendent with Mitchell County Schools. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.